There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Rusty Quill presents.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 8. Where do you go when you sleep? Part 3 of 3.
Written by Casey Wayland.
Looks clear.
Yeah. I haven't seen any flesh biters today, have you?
Now that you mention it, no, I haven't either. Well, stay on guard. That just might mean they're all inside. Come on.
First room clear.
Keep moving forward. Datu, what are we looking for?
Some sort of control room. Any place you see grids, manuals, anything.
What was that?
It's me. Now keep moving.
Here it is. This is where all the water gets pumped through. We just need to find where the... There! The control room is up there!
The giant room was filled with pipes running in all directions. We made our way through the maze of catwalks and up several stairs on our way to the control room that overlooked it all.
You smell that?
Smell what?
Thought I smelled one of them.
Yeah, but it's old. Like one was here a while ago.
Okay. Well, keep moving, Datu. We're right behind you.
Look! The door's been broken in.
Datu, get behind me! Angel, get up here by me. Riley, watch our six.
That means behind us, right?
Yes!
Wow, it's completely destroyed. It's been ripped off the hinge.
Shh, shh. Something's inside there.
It could be human. Be careful.
Oh, yeah, thanks. If you hadn't said that...
Shh!
There's one inside there.
I can't see it. Can you?
I can hear it.
It can't smell us.
The onions? They're working?
Nope. I'd say that it didn't work.
Well, at least I can take this smelly thing off.
It was worth a try.
What the hell was that?
That sounded big and close.
I've never heard that before. Have any of you?
No, never.
Get inside the room, hurry.
It's clear. Well, except for what's left of these guys. That one must have gotten really hungry to bust in here like that.
The one we shot could not have done this to the door. Datu, find what you need and find it fast.
I'm looking.
Michael, these bodies were survivors. They were just recently killed.
What were they doing here?
Look, the pumping station has power.
How the hell is that possible? There's no way it'd be working on its own.
These people were running the water. Maybe the power too. That's why we had water for so long.
Listen, no matter how clever they were, it didn't matter in the end, now did it?
It's coming closer.
We need to get this door shut. Angel!
Right, it's in pieces.
Find something we can use.
Michael, there's nothing up here.
Oh,
Where is it coming from?
I don't want to be around when it gets here. Datu, find what we need and find it now.
I'm looking.
So am I. I just don't know what we're looking for.
Look for a water grid map with the pump numbers on it. We need to find the one that goes to the tower.
Is this it?
No. But that might be useful. Put it in my bag.
Michael? Datu, I think your time is up. This ain't worth dying over.
Here. I think this might work. Not perfect, but...
Oh, shit.
Shh.
Do you see it?
No. I think it's at the front door.
Can we go around it?
Yeah, I think so. We can head out the back through the emergency exit down there, by the pumps.
We're right behind you.
Michael?
Shh, keep moving. It's coming through the wall! Run for it! Hurry!
There's something bugging on the other side!
Kill that alarm!
I don't know the alarm!
I don't care! Keep pushing! It's starting to open! Datu, can you see?
The room's collapsed on the other side. There's a beam against the door. Is there another door?
Yeah, that's where the pounding's coming from.
Angel, keep pushing. Riley?
I am. Oh, wait. I think I can squeeze through.
Okay. Got to push.
I'm through. And there's a way out through here. I'll try and pull the beam. Maybe you can make it through.
Datu, you next.
Okay. I'm through.
Angel, I'll hold the door. Get on the other side. You ready?
We are.
Michael! Oh my god! I can't get a clear shot!
Careful, Michael! Those pressure tanks could explode!
Okay, so they'll be my last shots. Now get through there!
Michael!
Shut up and move!
I made it! Come on, Michael! We're all gonna pull!
Come on, I can't make it through that!
Michael, behind you! Oh! Instantly, the air filled with steam. We saw Michael 1 second, and then couldn't see the end of our nose the next.
Michael! Michael!
He hit one of the drums!
Michael, can you hear me? Oh, I can't see a thing from here.
Grab the door open. I'm gonna stick my head out. The steam is worse in here. Michael? Michael, can you hear me? Datu, grab my feet. I'm gonna look further out.
Do you see him?
Wait. I think I see someone moving. Michael! Michael, come here, we can pry it open more! Oh, Datu, pull me back! Pull me back!
My bag! It's back there!
Forget it! Just move!
But we need it!
It's too late!
Got him!
The car's out front. Come on! Keep moving!
You're fucking kidding me!
The big one's coming!
Riley, grab the ammo pack!
Got it!
Keys! No keys! Hold them off! Come on, work, damn you!
Oh my god! It's coming, Angel!
I keep shooting it, it's not stopping!
You got it! Hold on!
It can't keep up! It's falling behind!
What the hell was that thing?
Michael. Oh! What are...
The ammo bag, check it. Does it have the locator inside it?
I dropped the map on the grid. I dropped it. The bag just slipped out of my hand.
Datu! Is the locator in the bag?
Yes, it's right here.
Does it still work? Are they still on?
Yeah, I can still see them.
Okay, good.
Angel, did you see what happened to Michael? What happened?
There was too much steam. I couldn't see anything. I didn't see Michael at all. We don't need to talk about him right now.
Why not?
Because we need to focus on us right now.
We just say nothing about what happened? Well, I'm sorry. I need to.
Datu, you're shaking.
I can't help it.
Angel, he's pale.
Shit. He is. Hold on. I have to pull over.
What's wrong with him? Is he okay?
Watch for hospice. Datu, hey! Hey! Look at me. Lay back and put your feet up.
Angel, what's going on?
He's going into shock.
Is he hurt or something?
It's not from an injury. Hey, Datu, I need you to calm down, okay? Can you do that? I need some water, fast.
Most of our supplies were in the other car.
Well, look around. Find some! Hey, Datu. Please, man. I need you to breathe slowly, okay? Keep your feet up and focus on me, all right?
Okay. I can do that. My feet are starting to go numb.
Open up. Sweet. Here we go. Here, Angel, from the vending machine. It's a bit warm.
It'll do. Just wet your lips. Don't drink it.
What does he have?
It's a type of shock. I forget what kind. Something. Neuro...
That sounds bad.
Yeah. You can die from shock.
Shh, don't say that.
No. Angel, do something. I don't want to die. My feet. They're going number.
I have no idea what that means.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah. Am I going to be okay?
Wait. I remember a test for shock. Let me see your hand.
What are you doing?
Pushing his nails. If they go white, then back to pink quickly, then... How do you feel? Tattoo?
I don't know. I feel hot now.
That's a little faster than I expected. The training manual made it sound much worse.
The what?
The medical training, all... We have medical training all the time, but I've never really treated anyone before.
Wait, I thought you had field experience treating wounds and stuff.
That's Michael and Saul.
What are you saying? Speak up. What did you say about the Saul?
So he could be just fine now?
So, I'm not going to die? But what about my legs? You're not going to saw them off, right? Ow!
Did you feel that?
What do you think?
Why don't you get out of the back seat and walk it off?
Really? I'm cured?
Yeah, the pinch did it. Now come on, get up.
I'm cured!
All right, just walk it off.
So nothing was wrong with him?
Doesn't look like anything serious. He might have been freaked out a bit or hyperventilated, but I think he's all right.
Oh, wow. Now I feel lightheaded.
Sympathy pains. Drink your water.
Is that your expert medical opinion?
It is what it is, and what it is a guess.
I feel much better now.
Then we need to get going.
Hold on, let me grab a few more bottles from the vending machine, since everything else is still in our old car.
Including the radio.
Hey, it doesn't matter now. Hey, keep drinking water.
Okay. I can do that, Doc.
Hey, check this out.
This place? Sports and More?
Yeah, and to think we almost missed it.
This store has been raided too. I'm not sure what you're expecting to find.
I can already see them.
Look, all the ammo is gone.
The Maulers probably got it all.
They wouldn't know how to use it. See? This is what I wanted.
A bow? You know how to use that?
I'm a pro archer, remember? This is more of a compound hunting bow than a competition bow, but it'll work. I'm much better with this than with the Beretta.
Here's some arrows.
No, those aren't the right kind, but thanks. Here, I need these. Here, Daddy, take them to the car. We'll grab all they have.
This is kind of ridiculous, don't you think? Come on, let's go.
A shot from this in the right spot, I could pin that monster's feet to the floor.
You mean that big thing? It was huge! I don't know what good that bow will do.
Sure.
I shot it in the chest several times and it just kept coming.
I know we were both shaking, but I saw blood. We hit it, I'm sure.
Maybe you can't kill that one.
Did you shoot it in the head?
Well, no. I tried, but...
Don't say it can't die.
Angel, this isn't the way back to the tower.
I know it isn't.
Then where are we going?
Those locators on the zombies we tagged are gonna shut off soon. And we're gonna finish what we set out here to do.
But... Michael, he's...
Did you see his body? Did you see him dead?
Well, no, but...
Then quit assuming things. We're finishing this, and then we'll go back. Got it?
Yes, sir.
You know, Angel, no one would look down on us if we didn't find out exactly where the Cygnus lead us. After all that's happened, maybe we should just go home.
I can't do that. Since Datu dropped the map of the grid, this entire trip is a waste so far, and I'm not gonna let what happened be the end of it. He would have done the same.
I was merely making a suggestion.
No matter what, we're going through with it.
Angel, watch where you're-
Oh, shit! Is everyone okay?
Oh, look at the road, it's filled with cars.
I need a better view.
Is there any way through?
It's jammed. In all directions. Datu, check the tracker.
That's the way we need to go.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. Well, grab your arrows. Gotta go on foot.
It's too dangerous, Angel.
Then go. Get in the car and go back if you want. I have to do this right now. I'm not asking you to understand, okay? I just need to.
Without us?
Yeah.
Wait, Angel. I won't let you go out there alone. I'm in. Datu?
Like I have much of a choice now.
We better hurry then. Thanks, guys.
Looking back, I don't know why I changed my mind to go with him. Maybe I felt sorry for him, having to go through so much pain and loss in one day. I knew that going with him was going to be a mistake. But we continued behind him anyway. We headed on foot down the road, deeper into the lion's den.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
My name is Ryan Beal. I'm an actor, comedian, but I'm also a huge science fiction nerd. And it's been my lifelong dream to write a TV show as good as Star Trek.
Imagine if Princess Diana ventured to the center of the Earth to save her best friend.
And to do this, I've enlisted my two comedy writing partners, Mark Chavez and Maddie Kelly. Over the course of 8 episodes, you'll hear us try to crack the code on our science fiction pilot. And when we run into trouble, we'll get help from serious experts.
Why are you doing this?
It's Let's Make a Sci-Fi, available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Acast recommends.
Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Nico Marvin, Manly Woods, Michael Ray Clark, and Jenna McCombie. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.
Boy, I'm hungry. Let's go get some lunch.
I'd love to, but I have to work on my tax return.
No problem. We'll do both.
Both? How?
We'll just go to that place where you can file a form and force feed some frijoles at the same time.
Of course, you mean
Taco Tax.
Good day, senores. I am Hugh, your waiter. Here is your menu and your 1040. What would you like today?
I'd like the number 7, please.
And the taco enchilada and standard deductions. And you, senor?
Gee, I don't know. What do you recommend?
Oh, the chimichanga and charitable deduction is very good today.
I don't know.
Or if you're on a budget, I think you'd like the burritos and bankruptcy platter. We call it Chapter 11 Heaven.
No, I had a pretty good year.
Oh, too bad, senor. Then you're eligible for our gotta pay a lot of tostada. Both the taxes and the tostada will eat you alive.
Fine, I'll take that.
Okay, how many nachos?
2.
How many dependents?
3.
5.
Man alive, no jive?
I told you, I had a good year.
Now, what to drink?
Tea for 2.
W2?
On the double, Hugh.
I hope you enjoy your meal. I'll be right back with your refund.
Make your taxing more relaxing. You get more on your plate of food that's great, but give much less to the IRS at
Taco Tax, Taco Tax, Taco Tax, Taco Tax.